What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is, are things hard right now? Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
All right, so right now I am watching the 2017 World Series between the Dodgers and the Astros. And I know just even as I say that, half of you are like, oh, I love the Astros. And half of you are like, oh my God, is he a Dodger fan? And the answer is yes, I am a Dodger fan. I have always been a Dodger fan since the day I was born, literally. That's where I went first day from the hospital. Long story, that's another conversation. The conversation I want to have here, though, is something that I noticed through playing baseball for 27 years, 6 years professionally, and then watching these two teams in the playoffs. Both very, very good teams. As a Dodgers fan, it worries me. But I want to make a couple points here so that you can take something from this and put it into your life and your business so that you can find a way to win, okay? The first thing I want to talk about is this. I noticed that these players are all champions. They're all champions, and you never know who's going to come up and win the game. And that's because both teams are filled with champions. And what I mean by that is this. I have seen in this series both teams be down and then come back and win. Like, you can never count them out. They will come back and win. And that's because champions face adversity much differently. They face adversity differently than the rest of the field. That's why they're in the World Series. Because these teams, when they get knocked down, they get up and come even harder before you knock them down. They actually thrive. As the adversity goes up, their game rises. That's the difference between a champion. That's the difference between the top 5% and everybody else. Everybody faces adversity. Everybody. Adversity is not reserved for the unfortunate. It's not reserved for the people who aren't lucky. Adversity is reserved as a qualifier to separate the champions from the rest of the field. It's a qualifier. Otherwise, everybody would be a champion. Champions become champions in the moment of adversity. That is when it happens. So I'm making this podcast for you right now. As you know, I know that there's times that you're going through hard things, and you may be going through it right now. I just posted a quote out there that I had about slumps and how slumps are like quicksand. The more you resist, the deeper you sink. But champions don't panic. I remember my rookie year in pro ball. There was a guy named Eddie Pearson. Eddie, if you're listening, what up, big dog? Eddie was the MVP of the league, like 3 years running. The guy was one of the best hitters I've ever played with. He was just incredible. And I come into spring training one year, and I'm a rookie this year, and Eddie's not, and I hear all these stories about the legendary Eddie Pearson. He's amazing. He's this and he's that. And he was. All those stories were true. But I hadn't experienced that. I was just watching Eddie start off spring training in a slump, breaking his bat, striking out, doing all this stuff. And I'm like, but what was impressive to me was he never got mad. Like, I had a little bit of a temper as a rookie. I would get mad. I'd be like, I'd get all mad and freak out. And Eddie would strike out and walk back to the dugout just the same way he would if he got a hit. You wouldn't be able to tell. He'd come back, put his helmet down, put his batting gloves away, and be totally cool as the other side of the pillow. Just sit down like, I'll get him. And I remember asking my hitting coach, Daryl Motley, who played for the Kansas City Royals. Daryl, if you're listening, what's up? I asked him, I said, how does Eddie not get totally ticked off? Because he kept every at bat after at bat after at bat, he wasn't getting hits. He was breaking his bat. I mean, he wasn't doing well at all. And I'm like, how does Eddie maintain his composure and stay focused? And he's one, and this is what I love about people who are masters at what they do. They make things so simple. Daryl just looked at me and said, That's because Eddie knows he can hit. They have faith in their ability that when the adversity hits, even when it doesn't seem like they're going to win, they know they're going to win. And they know that if it can be won, they're going to do it. Here's the thing. It's supposed to be hard. What you're going for, your goals, your dreams, do you understand that everybody wants that? Everybody wants to make more money. Everybody wants more free time. Everybody wants to not have to worry about stuff and have security and freedom. And everybody wants those things. That's why they're even in your industry, and that's why you have competition. It's supposed to be hard. If it were easy, everybody would win. And if everybody won, there would be no value in it. Like, do you get that? The reason it's valuable is because very few people have it. And it's not reserved for anybody other than the people that step up, the people that rise when the challenge is there. I mean, it's so amazing during this World Series how no matter the adversity, no matter how the odds are stacked against them, they seem to step up. Matter of fact, the harder the circumstances get, the better they get. And so I got a couple questions for you on this training here today. Where are things getting hard for you? Where are things getting hard for you? Are they in your business? Are they in your finances? Are they in your relationship? Are they in your fitness and health? Like, where are things getting hard for you? And then here is my challenge to you, because I know damn well if you're listening to this, you have a champion side of you. I know you do. And so your challenge is this. I challenge you to choose the actions and thoughts of your inner champion rather than the doubt, the frustration, the worry. Champions don't worry. Eddie knows he can hit. And you know you can do this too. I'm just asking you to acknowledge it and to choose the actions and thoughts of your inner champion. You already have a champion there. That's why you're listening to this. That's why you're trying to get better. Champions are people who are trying to get better all the time. They're always learning. And then I want you to write this down in your journal. Why are you committed to choosing to act from your inner champion? That's all I got for you today, okay? That's all I want you to focus on right now. Because if things are hard right now, I want you to choose, like, why is that an opportunity? Things are hard right now. Good. Do you realize that everybody who's ever been successful at anything has had to go through adversity? Every single one, that's why they're successful. That's why we admire them. And you're no different. You are no different. What's going to make you great, what's going to make you the champion and live into that champion that you already have inside you, what's going to help you live into that is you taking on the adversity and raising your game the higher it goes, okay? I hope you got a lot out of this. If there's somebody that you know that could use this, I'd love it if you shared it with them. Until next time, go out there every single day of your life. Raise up to the challenges. Bring out your inner champion to everything you do and go find a way to win every single day. Talk to you soon.